Hello, I'm Gary Aid, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the LA Lakers and the Boston Celtics, the NBA's marquee matchup. You can't do better than this, at least for nostalgia and just sizzle. This is the preultimate NBA game. It is the absolute pinnacle of NBA history right here. Now, of course, right now, the Celtics far better than the Lakers at 35-15 versus 23-26, but the Lakers are getting healthier. They are still without Lonnie Walker IV and Austin Reeves, but Anthony Davis is back and Boston is without Marcus Smart. So the injury front is maybe about even. This game's going to be interesting. All right, let's get to it. Here are the numbers. LA is 5-5 over the last 10, won their last game. Boston 7-3 over that span is on a three-game skid. Uh-oh. Bad news for the Lakers. They're probably going to be mad coming into this one. Boston's also at home, averaging 117.6 points per game for the year and giving up just 112.1 for a positive differential of 5.5. Lakers, meanwhile, score 117, but unfortunately give up 118, so they're a negative 1 differential. Both teams take care of the ball, 13.4 turnovers per game by the Lakers, 13.1 by the Celtics. Boston shoots 47.4% from the field. Lakers even better at 48.4. Lakers, though, don't shoot great from long range, just 33.8%. Boston much better there at 37.1%. That could be a big deal. Both teams are pretty good from the free throw line, although, again, the Celtics are better, 82.9% from the stripe versus 78.9% by the Lakers from the free throw line. Lakers get more production from their bench, 39.6 points per game versus 32.5 by the Celtics. The question is, can the Lakers slow down the Celtics enough to win this game? We know they can score with them. If the Lakers defense can step up, they have a chance today. And in fact, I'm going to go ahead and call the upset here. I think Davis makes a statement in this game. I think he plays a big game, and I expect LeBron to continue to play great. I got the Lakers winning this one. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Lakers and Celtics. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the LA Lakers and the Boston Celtics. The lines opened up at Boston being favored by 7, but it's gone up now a full point with Boston being favored by 8 going into this game Saturday night, and the over-under is at 233.5. The Lakers this season, they're 23-26, 23-25-1 against the spread with 26 overs, 23 unders. They're 10-19 on the road. And the Lakers, they've won 3 out of their last 4 overall and against the spread, but 3 of those 4 games have hit the over. They had that one crazy win last Friday against Memphis where they were down, and all of a sudden they came back and Shannon Sharpe had that whole thing, and then the Lakers came out and they won in overtime. And it was really weird to see that the Lakers won. Like, you kind of like looked at the TV again, you're like, wait, they won the game? Because you never really expected them to take off. And LeBron James, obviously, he's on the chase to become the NBA's all-time leading scorer. He's not too far behind. He's now closing in on 100 points away from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The Celtics, on the other hand, they're 35-15 on the season, 25-24-1 against the spread with 24 overs, 25 unders, and 1 push. They're 18-6 at home. But the Celtics, they've lost 3 in a row, 5 in a row against the spread, though. So 0-3 overall, 0-5 in their last 5 against the spread. That is just a bad, bad run for the Celtics. And it really was captivated by their last loss against the Knicks on Wednesday night. They were given chance after chance to win that game. They had a couple of free throws late that Jaylen Brown absolutely bricked, but there's no excuse. They were up by 15 really early on in the game. They allowed the Knicks to come back, and they were down by 13, and then they almost came back and won the game in overtime. But they had their chances, they messed up, and that's why I think the Celtics are going to come out and win this game tonight, but I can't trust them to cover an 8-point spread, not now, not after losing 5 in a row against the spread. I know the Lakers are a very untrustworthy team, but I feel like now they're really playing for each other, and I'm not asking the Lakers to win this game in Boston, I'm just asking them to not get killed, and I think they're at least capable of that. And when it comes to the over-under, I like the over in this game, because I think it's going to be a highly competitive game with both teams scoring a lot of points. For more NBA and NFL betting previews, head to the Sports Betting Stack. I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the Lakers and the Boston Celtics.